What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Are you going to talk, or what's going on here?
Oh, Ken Laird told me that Courtney was hosting today.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry.
That you were hosting.
Oh, damn.
I'm Curtis, I don't know if you can see what's going on here, but these guys were running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well,
like, I'm
kept,
not sure what was going on.
We kept losing audio in here, and we couldn't figure out why.
Oh, really?
But
Good morning. Ken Laird yesterday, at the conclusion of the show, walked me down the hallway, and I was like, okay, it's been a nice run. And he said that Courtney's going to host tomorrow. It's just easier. And I said, sure, perfect. Love when Courtney hosts. No problem. And then I left.
I was under the impression you were hosting.
Damn, that's great. I love to. I mean, I'm thrilled to do it. I was not trying to be deferential or not, but it is a... I have to just begin with one thing. Wiggy, Courtney, how are you?
Good morning. You look like you already have sun. I don't know how that happens.
So,
when you...
so Ken effed up the church's money then.
I'm so confused.
It was so, and it was like, I said, he almost said it like, I don't know, like he was apologizing. I go, Ken, I love when Courtney hosts. It's great. No big deal. Once the show starts, we all just kind of talk. It's not exactly, you know, this like Edward R. Murrow operation here, but that is weird. Either way, I got to Florida yesterday, and I have to brag for 1 second to you two, if I can.
Please.
James... The entire flight, we sat on the runway for an hour. You know what's so rare when you fly JetBlue and you're delayed? It's like never happens. By the way, I flew out of Providence. Providence is amazing.
Why Providence, though?
Because the flights out of Boston were insane.
Oh, okay.
So,
and Providence is easier to get through.
Yeah, but who wants to drive an hour and 10 minutes to an airport?
Especially if you live in Southie and it's like a 10-minute drive for Curtis. But yeah.
Totally agree, but pick James up. He napped the whole way. We get to the airport, run around. If there's any footage of me schlepping all of this stuff while James is on my shoulders covering my eyes with his hands, I want it deleted right now. But we got in. Amazing people. Several very nice listeners from Providence. The airport was easy. Four and a half hours of total of sitting on a plane. Never complained, never did anything. It was literally like the most miraculous event I have ever been a part of. So I just had to say that off the top. But how are you two this morning?
Great. Can I ask a question, since you talked to a bunch of Rhode Island listeners yesterday at the airport?
Yes.
Any feedback on whether or not we should be changing our location from Whalers to Newport? Because I do feel we have that conversation all the time, but it should be in the hands of the Rhode Island listeners.
Yes.
Well, they're not going to want to change.
Yeah, I think what they're going to want is they're going to want to have just another road show. So There are several people, and you guys can attest to this, that when we go to Whalers, they show up and they're like, we were here before this was a thing. Mm-hmm. Like that is what catapulted the roadshow into its current sort of just amazing status in the Boston sports media landscape. So I would have a hard time with it, but Greg did say that there will be some other opportunities that we will be doing roadshow adjacent stuff. So I just think that we have to do Newport once and try it because it was just so awesome when it was its off season last year.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
fair.
Yeah,
we did the car show there. That's Newport,
awesome.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So that was
yeah.
a spectacular
But do
place.
Two there. I mean, we don't mind.
Yeah.
No,
listen,
honestly, it's convenient. It's closer than Springfield.
Yeah, we shouldn't be making any decisions
yeah,
that Greg
it's
comes
up
back.
To Greg.
But...
I mean, let's be honest. It's Greg's show. If he says we're doing two in Rhode Island and Newport and then the other place, then we'll do two there.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys. How seriously do you take the two big stories yesterday that were kind of not exactly verified reports, even though we love Dakota, and I would love there to be some real Celtics drama that explains everything, and the fact that Bill Belichick has not signed his contract? Which of the stories, the Dakota story, if you missed it, is that the Celtics are scrambling to trade Jaylen Brown before the trade deadline because they need to get under a certain threshold before selling the team, or the big breaking news right after the show that Jonathan Jones from CBS reported that Bill Belichick is still not signed and official as the North Carolina head coach? Which of those two do you think are more true and real?
I don't think that the Bill Belichick one is real at all. Immediately after Jordan, girlfriend Jordan, and Mitch, if you're listening to this right now, just pull up her Instagram so that the people on Twitch or YouTube can see. She immediately went hard, posting a ton of UNC photos of her with the Caroline in the background, her and Bill after his introductory press conference. And let me just pull up the actual caption because she was shutting things down immediately. Mm-hmm. And people could say, well, this is a Brad Marchand, you know, feel the same way right. I felt about Brad Marchand. I don't think so. That's kind of like a crazy bad PR move if she did this. She said, picture two people who are overtly committed to at UNC football.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I would do if I was with someone who was waffling.
Right. I would say this. I would think that like anything else, you know, where there's smoke, there is fire. And I don't like Jonathan Jones. His reputation's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Based off of what Dakota said about the Vrabel situation, I mean, seems like his scoops are very solid. So if I had to lean, I would lean that there's probably some type of truth to both of these.
Yeah.
Because what's the purpose? And we did this with the Rich Keefe thing. Like, you're getting information, like, what's the purpose of Jonathan Jones, who's a very credible reporter for CBS, right?
Yeah, he's one of the guys, like, he is what, locking for, like, he's right. one of the NFL-partnered number one news guys. So, generally speaking, they don't say anything that will do things that people in power don't want.
Right, so what's the benefit of him, you know, burping this into the ether? And then what would be the benefit of, I know Dakota's not a reporter, but if he heard through the grapevine or his sources are telling him, what's the purpose of the sources telling him that, where it's just going to cause this stir, unless there's some type of small truth to it, even though it might not be something they're thinking about? I just don't get why, you know, it doesn't really seem like a clickbait, especially for Dakota, maybe. I don't know.
Robin Glazer stuff with Dakota yesterday, and then Burt Breer coming out and saying, well, she's still in the building and everything. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 to 4 months, whatever. I don't want to misquote him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's some truth in that. I think that there's some issues going on within the Patriots organization, and I think Robin Glazer may have an issue moving forward. I don't think that she's lost her...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Job yet, or if she's been moved.
But is she gonna lose?
Yeah,
or like,
that
is she
could
gotta
happen.
Be moved?
For Curtis's original question, I think there's more truth to that one than the Bill Belichick hasn't signed on a dotted line. If he hasn't signed yet, a lot of people came out and said, well, that's not that crazy for a new college coach to have not completely signed all the documentations yet. I think that Bill Belichick is going to be the coach in UNC, at
right,
UNC
question,
and going to be the coach for quite some time.
Right, but the question is he going to be the coach? I guess the question that Curtis is asking, and if it is something that college coaches have done in the past, he hasn't signed.
Yeah, but
so, okay, and that's what you're asking, Curtis, right? So
yeah.
The reports are then there, if he's not going nowhere, he hasn't signed, so that just becomes a conversation. So it's, you know, when I saw both of those things, I was like, all right. And then I heard, Courtney, what you said, people saying, well, this is normal in college football. But I would think, I guess, and Mike Lombardi said something, but why?
Yeah, well.
Why,
I mean, here's what I would say, Wiggs and Courtney. The very simple way I look at it, the only reason I don't believe a Dakota scoop is because I don't believe anybody on their own volition would want to talk to him because it's really tedious. But other than that, I do think that there is some truth to that. What I think about the Belichick thing is it began not with this, but with the Florio report that the ACC and UNC execs were miffed or worried or nervous about the fact that Bill Belichick hadn't filled out his staff. So from where I sit, I don't think it means that Bill's never going to coach North Carolina, but he's using this job as a means to get another job, which is what we all think. So
I don't
maybe
think that.
He's not going to hire a bunch of people to come in and coach and then walk out of them should something become available. Because I think still, if the Eagles lose this weekend, then Howie Roseman very well may fire Nick Sirianni and Bill Belichick sitting there. Why would you make it a more onerous process and sign the deal until you have to? And until then, he is in North Carolina. He has been hired. He is there recruiting. Like, you can do two things at once. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's, you know, 50-50, but I'd say 20% chance that Bill doesn't coach North Carolina would be a logical way to start.
If I'm being 100% honest, Curtis, I think that media people across the country are miffed that Bill Belichick actually took this UNC job, because so many people, when the reports first came out that he was interviewing with them, said, oh, this is just a PR stunt to get NFL teams to hurry up and request him to interview in their building. And then once he took the position, and then once he was kind of over the top excited about it in the press conference, the Instagrams, the joining X, beat Duke, whatever. And so now it is kind of clickbaity to constantly put this these headlines together that say Bill Belichick hasn't signed on the dotted line. Is he still considering an NFL comeback? I just think people don't want to believe that maybe he is happy at UNC and that it's so outrageous that the greatest NFL coach of all time could be happy at an ACC school.
See,
right
I think I don't think he's coming back to the NFL this year because he's hired a couple guys. I think he's hired a special teams coach, an offensive line coach.
His son.
Another defensive back coach from Washington. I don't think that he's coming back this year to the NFL, but I do think all of the kind of stuff that like is being thrown out there about, you know, Brady talking to Bill, teams might be interested in Bill, NFL teams. I ultimately think that he's probably looking at it and then with the whole buyout situation, I ultimately think that next year at this time, that's when he's really going to throw his hat into the ring, and that's when we'll see him back in the NFL. But I think this year, because like you said, he's on the road recruiting, and he's doing all this other stuff.
If I can quickly, if Bill Belichick is offered a job in the NFL in the next 3 weeks, does he take it?
No.
He would.
I don't think so.
Yes, of course he would.
The only question I would say is, you know, why hasn't nobody, like, and I get what you're saying, the Philadelphia, but why hasn't some of these teams, you know, requested to interview him? That's the only thing I would say.
Because it's a good question. I just think that the reason you saw the Tom Brady report with whatever that was, a week and a half ago, however long ago that was, with the Tom Pelissero saying that Brady reached out to Bill Belichick to see why he's not in the NFL, and he commented on how remarkably dumb it is that the greatest coach of all time is coaching in the ACC. And then you have Jim Gray this week on a house organ, which is run and operated by Tom, and won't have anything said that is not what the people that join it want to be said or asked. And Bill is pressured by Jim Gray about how obscene it is that he's not coaching. I think it can happen. I don't think it's a likelihood, but if he just signed the contract, it would be kind of a fait accompli, and then you'd have to pay $10 million if you want him to coach.
Yeah, and that's the way I look at it. And I think it's a big story, and like, you know, it's kind of interesting. But to me, the bigger thing was the Jaylen Brown stuff. I mean, that is just like you're talking about a team that's trying to repeat, and then there's, you know, whether you believe it or not, it, you know, whispers of them, the Celtics potentially trading him just so they can get under the luxury tax or something like that. I guess I would ask the question, like, so if you believe there's more truth to the Celtics story than you do the Bill story, and do you believe the same thing, Courtney? There's more truth.
I don't believe either of the stories.
Okay, so you don't believe either of them. So I guess I'm talking
slow news day. I think it comes to these people and their reporting.
I guess I'm talking to you, Curtis. Yep. That to me is like a major story. I know the Bill thing is hot right now, but
oh no! I mean, if that's true, Wiggs, that is one of the big stories in recent Boston sports history because you have the change in plans of a family and how they are planning for their estate and getting their affairs in order, derailing the infancy of a potential dynastic run of a basketball team. And I'm with Courtney that, you know, if gun to my head, do I think either of these are 100% true? No. But do I think there are kernels of truth to both of them? Absolutely. So we'll get to all these. We'll get to our leads coming about in 15 minutes. I think Jackson avoided a softball yesterday. We'll get to that in his lead. We have the Jackson 5 every Friday at 8:45. Don't miss it. Courtney has the news at 7:30, and at 9:30 this morning, Kostos will get you game ready for what is, in my view, the best football watching weekend of the year. But right now, here's Courtney with what's trending.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.